It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way, and that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. The Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport is taking steps to replace its aging video surveillance management system. On Monday, the Kenton County Airport Board voted to enter into an agreement with Stone Security, a security integration firm based in Salt Lake City, to refresh its video management system. The system provides video surveillance capabilities to airport staff, including security monitoring, active and post-incident investigation, operational and situational awareness, and evidence gathering. CVG officials said the current video management system hardware has reached the end of its useful life. Airports typically refresh the back-end infrastructure that runs them every 5 years. The project scope includes replacing existing equipment, software, and systems to better adhere to the modern industry standards and practices. Once completed, the system should help CVG staff optimize performance and reduce the risk of failure. A refresh would also help scale CVG's system to accommodate additional cameras and video feeds. Three firms applied to CVG's proposal, with Stone Security's $677,803 bid ultimately selected. Stone Security has experience working with other airports and Milestone Systems, CVG's current video management system provider. The Campbell County Board of Education passed a motion to reapply for a grant to help students in the district experiencing homelessness. Anytime the district applies for a grant requiring a position to be created, even if that position is paid for entirely out of the grant, it must bring that to the board. The McKinney-Vento Law is the primary piece of federal legislation that provides rights and services to children and youth experiencing homelessness. The grant is for approximately $360,000 over 3 years. The purpose of the grant is to provide immediate enrollment for children and for children and youth experiencing homelessness who are not already enrolled in the district to provide support for them and to provide school choice opportunities, which include transportation to the student's school of origin if needed. According to reports, there are roughly 350 students currently experiencing homelessness in the district. The grant also provides opportunities for parent involvement in enrollment decisions. It ensures that the district's students experiencing homelessness have equal access to the same free public education, including public preschool education provided to their children. The Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for the Leadership Northern Kentucky Class of 2025. Leadership NKY is a 10-month program to help develop business and community leaders. It utilizes the region as a classroom to help participants understand the strengths and challenges of the Northern Kentucky and Greater Cincinnati area and the skills necessary to motivate and engage others in collaborative efforts to address them. The class meets monthly for a day-long session on topics such as economic development, cultural competence, government, and more. This year will mark the 46th year of the program, which began in 1979. Andrew Shearberg, attorney and the owner of States Elder Law and Estate Planning, will chair the class. Leadership NKY participants are selected from various job sectors and civic interests. More than 1,550 alumni have joined the program to serve the region. Along with a completed application, applicants will need two letters of recommendation and the full support of the company or organization they represent. Individuals may nominate themselves or be nominated by another person. If selected to participate in the program, Leadership NKY tuition for NKY Chamber members is $3,500 to $4,000 for future members. Tuition covers all program costs. There is a $30 non-refundable application fee. A maximum of 50 applicants will be selected. Completed applications are due May 10th. Class of 2025 will be announced this summer, and sessions will kick off in August and run through May. That's going to wrap it up for the Wednesday version of the Link NKY Daily Headlines podcast. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones, and I will talk with you all on Thursday. Thanks for listening.